Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mike Amberge, who's the Chief Marketing Officer for BoldU of America Residential. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. Actually, it's the first time we've done an interview. You've been at BoldU. Has it been a year yet?
Oh, no. It was the end of last year.
You've got some big news about how you're planning to roll out your product launches in 2015. I want to get to that in just a minute. But for the benefit of our audience, let's cover a little bit of your background. Actually, a classically trained marketing person with some good experience with Procter & Gamble. You've worked for Nutrisystems. You worked for Oric. So floor covering is not strange to you. And GlaxoSmithKline. And you went to Miami University in Ohio, right?
That's right. All those years ago.
Actually, I think you and I are contemporaries. I think we finished school about the same time.
Oh, don't tell anybody that, okay?
Yeah. Welcome to the carpet industry and welcome to BoldU. And actually, I said that wrong. Welcome to the flooring industry because you do now sell more than carpet, right?
We do. We sell luxury vinyl flooring in addition to carpet and always looking at what's next.
I've actually been to your lab in Shanghai. Saw it back in March, so very interesting.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. I think it gives us a level of inspection and quality and control that is a bit unique and we think very important in the marketplace.
All right, so let's talk about your big news. For many years, you've been somewhat the anchor, if you will, on the second floor of the Surfaces show out in Las Vegas because you've been the largest carpet company to be on display there, and so you've been right up front. And yet in 2015, you're going to take a different approach and talk a little bit about what you're going to do.
Yeah, we really have talked to a lot of our dealers who can't make it to Surfaces every year, and we feel like as a family company, we want to get to them, to their families, and so we are announcing our launch in 2015 of our new products through a series of regional events we're going to call Dealer Family Reunion. And the idea is to have a more regional events, which are hopefully in driving distance for more of our customers, the ones that go to Surfaces and the ones who can't, which will allow us to not only meet the owners and the key people, but also hopefully more of their families, their retail sales associates and their designers and so forth, and just really get a deeper understanding of their needs as we share with them what we're doing. So that's our plan for 2015. Like I say, we call that the Dealer Family Reunion.
Let's get several dimensions to it. Let's go through a couple of them. First off, what you've done up to this point is, as we mentioned, you've been a major exhibitor at Surfaces, but you've also done some regional shows. I know I saw you in Atlanta. I know you went down to Dallas. So you're going to forego the Vegas show, and you're going to expand on these regional shows and change the theme of them, if you will. And I think Carl told me the other day that there might be as many as 20 of these. Is that right?
I think we'll build to that, and that may not be what we achieve in 2015. If it's successful, we may add to that, and we may reinstitute our Surfaces presence as well. We're not making a permanent decision here, but in 2015, what we'd like to do is rechannel the resources that we put into one national show into some of those regional shows you mentioned, like in Dallas and Atlanta, as well as into at least 10 to 12 additional shows around the country, maybe more. We're actually having discussions right now with our sales team and trying to understand the best places in the roster of shows that make the most sense for us. And that's what we're working on right now.
Okay. And kind of the theme behind the family reunion is kind of interesting because you are a family-owned company.
That's right.
Most people that you compete with are either publicly traded or owned by, you know, Berkshire Hathaway or something like that. But I mean, you guys, you're talking about Stan and Nicholas and Carl and Mike, and, you know, they're all family members. So that's the background for the theme, right?
That's exactly right. We're a family company. We think that's an important point of difference in the marketplace. We try to treat people like family, and we want to do the same thing when we launch our new product. And we've heard from some dealers that they can't make it to Surfaces, at least not every year. And so it feels like a long time since we've actually had an opportunity to talk to some of these people, you know, top to top, give them an opportunity for them to meet and talk to Stan about our hard surfaces, or talk to Nicholas, or talk to Carl Verl-Krusen, or even Carl Buchard. So we want to have these family reunions to reunite us with some of those folks that we haven't seen for a while in 2015. So we thought it made a lot of sense as a theme, is what we're really trying to do and ties in nicely with kind of the difference we have versus some of the other companies in the marketplace.
And so you mentioned that you're going to be hitting some of these major markets that are also hit by Shaw and Mohawk. They go to some of these places at the same time. Will you also get in that same rhythm where you go to some of these major markets at the same time that these other guys are going there?
Well, like I said, we're still in the process of developing the agenda. We're talking with our sales teams. We're asking them to talk with the dealers. We want to do what makes sense for the dealers. This is really all about them. You know, if it makes sense for that to happen, if that's easier for the dealers, then that's certainly something we want to consider. If it's easier for them to have it on an alternative time, we'll do that as well. This really is about making sure we get an opportunity to see the most dealers and the steepest penetration of their staff. So we want to make what's convenient for them happen.
I want to impact on that for just a minute, too, because as I mentioned, I did talk to Carl at Neocon earlier this week, and he was telling me that one of the main drivers is that you were looking at who comes to Las Vegas. You know, generally, it's just one person from an account, potentially. So you're thinking that by doing this, you'll be able to get many more, some of the sales associates, some of the multiple layers of management at each one of these accounts. And so it's like you going to them versus them coming to you, right?
That's exactly right. And it's also not just about us selling to them. We want to hear from them. We want to understand how we can be better partners. We want to understand what products they need from us that they don't have. So talking to the retail sales associates and their designers and, like you say, multiple levels of management is important to have those interactions, not just here's our new stuff, I hope you buy it.
Well, hope it works out well for you next year. Again, I'm talking to Mike Amberge, who's the Chief Marketing Officer with Beaulieu Residential, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.